Socialist Shama Sawant calls her 8 Seattle City Council colleagues corporate tools, but Publicola's Erica C. Barnett says those fellow council members put back public election financing, even if it means more candidates like Sawant might get elected. The proposal that could be on the fall ballot would raise property taxes by nearly $5 a year for a typical homeowner, and that would fund about $2 million in public campaign financing every year. Voters defeated a similar measure in 2013. Erica C. Barnett discussed the politics of the proposal with our colleague David Hyde.
So who's backing this on the council and why are they backing it?
City Council members Mike O'Brien and Nick Licata are both backing it. And I think the reason that they're backing it primarily is that they argue that it would lower the financial barriers to entry for candidates. Right now, a typical city council campaign costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. They also believe that it would increase the number of small contributors giving, you know, $10, $20, $30, $50, and in general just make elections more competitive.
More democracy, more candidates. Has that actually happened? What's been the impact in other cities that have gone this route?
Well, the impact has been mixed in other cities. There hasn't been a whole lot of evidence that public finance increases competitiveness in the sense that incumbents get booted by new candidates because of public campaign financing. But on the other hand, it does reduce barriers to entry. It does encourage new people to run who wouldn't otherwise have been able to afford to run. And so it's kind of been a mixed bag.
So you increase the pool of potential politicians, potential political candidates, but how significant is it in terms of who actually wins elections?
Well, I think it depends on whether you have an incumbent in the election. And I think one thing that's going to really be interesting is as we move toward districted elections and we have more and more candidates running, you know, in all the new district, in the 7 new districts that are being created, I think it actually will increase the pool and it may, in fact, reduce the power of incumbency to some extent.
We're talking about a proposed property tax increase. It might be on your ballot in the fall, and this would pay for public financing of elections here in Seattle. And of course, Erica, voters had an option like this, but they defeated it. So what's different this time from the perspective of folks who think it ought to get on the ballot?
Well, what's different this time is that, again, we have districts now, and that's a huge difference. The last ballot measure would have only funded campaigns that were citywide, which basically means the 2 non-districted city council races. This would fund all 7 districts as well as the 2 at-large positions. So that's different.
So were it to be voted in, by the time that happens, we'll also have a district system in place.
Exactly.
The other, I guess, big question is, where's the rest of the council on this?
Well, some of the council is opposed to it, at least for this year. I think in principle, all of the council is pretty much on board with the idea. But Tim Burgess, for example, has expressed some reservations, the City Council President Tim Burgess, because there are all these other ballot measures that are probably going to be on the ballot this year. And he thinks that those are higher priorities than public campaign financing and that maybe this should wait for a year or so when there aren't as many competing priorities.
I guess when it comes to the question of taxes in Seattle, it's kind of like the land of 1,000 paper cuts. Each individual tax increase doesn't seem like that much, but at least according to editorial boards like the Seattle Times, it's the accumulation of tax increases that may have some voters concerned. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, I think that people are concerned, and I think that's why, you know, a regressive tax like a property tax tends to be kind of unpopular in general, and people do support them for things that they consider top priorities, like, you know, universal pre-kindergarten. I think will end up having quite a lot of support, but whether public campaign finance passes that litmus test remains to be seen.
If you looked at the aftermath of the Seattle City Council's vote on the minimum wage with Shama Sawant up there basically railing against the rest of the council, calling them corporate minions or corporate tools or whatever it was, it seems like this would actually lead to the potential for more Shama Sawants to get on the council. So I'm wondering why the rest of the council would want that.
I think that the rest of the council just kind of sees the way that public opinion is going on this, and in principle wants more democracy rather than less. I mean, you don't look good saying that you don't support public campaign finance. And so I think that that's why they're saying they support it. I mean, Sally Clark, who is in the relative scale of Seattle politics a little further to the right than Ashama Sawant or Mike O'Brien, supports this. And I think even Tim Burgess does, too, because that's just sort of the side of history they need to be on politically.
Publicola's Erica C. Barnett with David Hyde. The Seattle City Council is considering putting a property tax increase on the ballot. It would pay for public elections financing. Voters defeated a similar measure last year. I'm Marcy Silman. This is The Record on KUOW.